You are listening to Mensch Making, and I have been on mute the entire time. Oh well. We have 12 minutes to go. You guys just missed out on some amazing content. Oh my God. What I was saying now, you have no idea. I was dropping wisdom, enlightenment, inspiration, and it's all lost because I did not unmute myself. Wow. Okay, lesson learned. When you come to the station, follow Lauren's instructions and unmute yourself when you're ready to talk. So, what I'm going to try to do now that I realized I was muted the whole time is recap from the beginning whatever I was talking about. So, I want to say, first of all, a big thank you to Radio Laurier, including Britt and Lauren, and Noah and Dylan for all their help and their tremendous welcome in helping this Menschmaking podcast show get set up, the radio show, rather. The idea of this podcast, of this radio show, there I go again, is, it's called Menschmaking for now, and the idea is as follows. A mensch is a Yiddish term that describes a person of fine character, the kind of person we all want to be, upstanding, noble, integrity, and all the good characteristics that make a good person. This show is going to focus on bringing Jewish values to bear, on building better people, to build a better world. And the topic we're going to talk about today is the notion of responsibility and accountability. The idea that a person is always responsible for their actions. I want to take you back in time to the 1940s, where a man by the name of Viktor Frankl, who was a psychologist in Vienna, had been deported to the concentration camps by the Nazis. And during his time there, he witnessed lots of brutal, inhumane acts of one human to another. And throughout that time, he kept realizing that no matter what's going on around you, you always have the ability to choose your reaction. You can have your freedom taken away. You can have your possessions taken away. You can have your career taken away. All those things might happen to you, but you can always choose how you're going to react in the face of those circumstances. No one can ever take that away from you. And that realization empowered him, and it actually helped him survive the Holocaust. And in survival, for many decades after the war, he built an entire psychological practice on this thesis, which he called logotherapy, that a person can always choose a reaction, and if you have a meaning to life, you can survive any occurrence and any situation in life. And this idea is actually echoed in the Talmud. The Talmud is a collection of Jewish law and wisdom compiled over 2,000 years ago outside Israel in Babylonia, what's today Iraq. And in the Talmud, there's a discussion about the liability of animals when they cause damage. So let's say you have a pet ox. Nobody really has pet oxes now. But any animal that you own, that you're responsible for, if it causes damage to somebody else's property, you might be responsible for that damage if that animal develops a track record of being a misbehaving animal. But you do get a few strikes before you're completely responsible. However, with a person, the Talmud rules that Adam Muad La'olam, a human being is always responsible. Never does a human being get to say, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault, it was their, you can't ever blame somebody else for the actions that you choose. The Talmud even goes so far to say that a person is responsible for what they do even when they're sleeping or even when they're drunk. Being drunk is no excuse. Being asleep is no excuse. You did it. It's your responsibility, and therefore you're accountable. And far from being an oppressive or harsh declaration, this is actually very empowering because accountability flows from freedom of choice. Either you're doomed to behave a certain way or you're free. If you're free, your choices are yours and yours alone. If you're doomed to behave a certain way, then yes, you can blame somebody and escape responsibility, but guess what? You also don't have any power. The power is theirs, not yours. When you embrace the idea that you have freedom of choice and therefore you have accountability for your actions, what you're also getting with that is not just the burden of responsibility, but the freedom of choice, the power to change whatever you want to change about your life. And it's in your hands and nobody else's. And the destiny of your life is in nobody else's control, under nobody else's control. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it's worth meditating and internalizing the idea of what the Talmud teaches, that Adam Muad La'olam, a person is always responsible, because what that brings along with it is that a person is always powerful to enact changes in his or her life. Never, ever do you want to give over that power to somebody else by blaming them for what happens to you. So let's do less blaming and more accepting responsibility, which leads to more freedom and ultimately more happiness. What happened after I said all that was I played a song. We're not going to play the song again because we don't have time. So imagine you just heard a beautiful Jewish song. What a nice song that was. The next thing I said after that song was over, while I had still not unmuted my microphone, was a discussion where we want to have a segment on the show every week called Ask the Rabbi. And people can send in questions on Twitter at Jewish Waterloo, and I'll do my best to address them and answer them. Any questions regarding life choices, advice, maybe even a question about Judaism. And so this week's question, because we're just getting started, no one has sent in any questions yet, I'm gonna draw on a question that a fellow asked me a few days ago about his relationship status. So it's a pretty common dilemma, I think, the going from the friend to the girlfriend dilemma. And this fellow has a very good friend that he's known for a while. He spends a lot of time with her, but the relationship is just a platonic friendship. And he has strong feelings for her, and he would like to take it a step further and make that relationship more than a friendship. But he's worried that perhaps she doesn't share the same feelings. And if he goes ahead and puts himself out there and she rejects him, not only is it a rejection of the romantic relationship, but it might also jeopardize the basic friendship that they have. And so he's not sure if it's worth the risk. What should he do? Should he play it safe and maintain the status quo? Or does he go for broke? It's a very good question. And my advice to you, my friend, is based on what the Talmud describes when it speaks about doubts of any kind. The Talmud says, "Ein simcha kahatara sasfekes." There is no joy like the resolution of doubt. If you are able to have a doubt resolved, it's such a relief. It's so calming. It's so joyful. You can almost dance. And right now you have a doubt. And if you don't do anything, that doubt won't get resolved on its own. So what my advice to you is, go ahead and resolve that doubt by putting yourself out there and having an open conversation with your friend and telling her how you feel and take your chances. Because if she shares your feelings, great. You'll move on to a deeper relationship with her, and who knows where it'll go. If she doesn't share your feelings, you need to know that, because you need to keep looking. You can't keep waiting for that person who is not interested in a romantic relationship with you. If you want to find a girlfriend and have a romantic relationship with them, you need to keep moving. You can't wait around for this person. Keep her as a friend. And if you lose the friendship, it might be the cost of doing business, but it beats being stuck. Clarity is much better than so-called safety, in this rabbi's opinion. And then we played another song, but we're not going to play the song again because we're running out of time. So imagine you heard another nice Jewish song. What a beautiful song. In the next segment, I'd like to talk to you about a Jewish holiday that's coming up. And from time to time, we'll do this on the show, take a moment to explore an element of Jewish culture and maybe a holiday or even a recipe that we can't share tastings on the radio. So tomorrow, Monday, is going to be the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat, which is known as the New Year for trees. Trees have their own calendar calculation of when their year begins and ends. Now, what on earth does this mean, and why are we even bothering to celebrate it? Well, very briefly, in Jewish law, it's important to know the age of a tree for various purposes of religious observance as to when you can eat the fruits, and regarding giving tithes, charity gifts from the fruits of your trees. And so that depends on how old the tree is. If the tree is X amount of years old, certain laws apply. If it's different amount of years old, other laws apply. So therefore, we need to know when the tree's years begin and end. And the date is established right now, because this is sort of the midway point for winter in the land of Israel. And therefore, the rainy season is coming to an end. Trees are beginning to bud. If not on the outward, on the external side, then on the inside, things are starting to cook up. Even on the level of the sap, things are starting to heat up. And it's the beginning of a new season of growth. The message for a human being, there are some psychological, spiritual messages from this day for human beings. And one of them, which I enjoy very much, is the notion that we can count growth as beginning even when there aren't really any external signs of growth. When you look at the tree on this date, the 15th day of Shavuot, you don't see fruits, you don't really see leaves. All you do know is that deep down in the roots, in the internal workings of the tree, a new year is beginning, things are starting to cook up. And so we can take that to heart as well, that change and growth for us as human beings sometimes isn't so obvious. It's something that's occurring on the inside, but that counts, and that's the beginning of all positive change. We're about out of time. I want to wish you all a very successful week, and tune in next week for some more Menschmaking on Radio Laurier.